Calibration, the Jupiter Ascending fanfic by Cloud Lake. Chapter 3, Discretion. Tyrann guides Jupiter and company to the West Wing and the Ivory Suite. It actually turns out to be much more grand, with many suites interconnected. Jupiter's is the lone ivory room, and its walls and ceiling interlaced with gold and silver. The furniture is so exquisite that Jupiter is worried about actually sitting down.
Your Majesty, our ladies-in-waiting investigated your current wardrobe to get a sense of your style. Your simple attire is perhaps a tad too underdressed for your upcoming engagements, but the ladies have striven to provide a few starting garments that we hope you will feel comfortable wearing, and will allow you to be presented properly.
But we just started down the hall a few moments ago.
The servant glows at her astonishment. We pride ourselves on our efficiency. Now, Your Majesty's lady-in-waiting will be Nalene. She can answer any questions you have on the room and attend your needs. If Your Majesty will excuse me, I'll show the other guests to their suites.
Jupiter gives a little nod, like she saw Chuli do earlier, and goes back to investigating her new quarters. Next, Tyrann guides Stinger to a suite down the hall. Stinger happily falls back into his plush four-poster bed with appreciation. And finally, Tyrann guides Kane to the suite adjacent to Jupiter's. Kane figures it's for her protection and doesn't think twice, even when Tyrann shows him the hidden door. That is until Tyrann says,
"For discretion."
Kane's confused look turns to embarrassment, and he runs his hand through his hair.
I see.
You are Her Majesty's chosen. Surveillance is turned off when the door is open. Her Grace insisted on that for a new queen and used to a lack of privacy. Nalene will explain this to Her Majesty.
Her Grace thinks of everything.
Kane humbly begs off from any more information. His mind is already filling in too many details.
She does, Lieutenant, that she does, and Turnbay will attend your needs.
After Jupiter's lady-in-waiting helps her into something for dinner, she hears a light knock at the door, and she bids the caller in. Kane is stopped in his tracks at the sight of her in a white tunic with slitted sleeves that set off her arms and shoulders, matching short skirt, thigh-high boots, and high-collar choker that all the royals seem to wear. Her hair is up, and a few curls frame her face.
"Do you think it's too much?"
she asks, looking a little worried.
"No, Your Majesty will stop everyone in their tracks."
Kane appreciatively circles her.
"You're not just saying that?"
"There'll be a line of admirers miles long."
"Will you be the first in that line?"
she hopes as she cups the side of his face.
"If it's what Your Majesty truly wants."
"But is it what Kane Weiss wants?"
Her brows furrow and her voice drops as she puts her finger on his chest.
"Doesn't matter."
"It matters to me."
"I thought Your Majesty would need protection again. Know that I will follow you to hell and back." His eyes try to look anywhere but directly at her, and his avoidance of the actual question is heartbreaking.
"I do. I really do."
She puts on a smile she hopes isn't plastic.
"But what is it that you want?"
Being such a private man, he lets the question process while she does her best to be patient for the answer, knowing that he doesn't talk about his feelings often.
"To be by your side, in any way you ask."
"I need just one thing."
Her eyes start to brim with tears.
"I need my boyfriend back. It was like you disappeared and were replaced with a hollow lookalike."
She goes to give him a peck on the cheek, but he intercepts, taking her face in his hands and kissing her deeply, then enclosing them both in his dark wings, which tickle her exposed skin. Hearing a clink at the doorway, they see a maid trying to stifle a grin as she tries to be unobtrusive while leaving the refreshments that Jupiter had requested. Kane pulls Jupiter tighter in his embrace and kisses the top of her head, and she leans in, giggling a little. Closing the door and bowing as she backs out, the maid covers her mouth on the way out to keep herself quiet.
"Think we could get used to this?"
"Maybe. Not sure I'd ever be truly comfortable, though."
"Same here, but I'll enjoy it for a while, since I have my bow back."